السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sudan, the tragedy of the century hidden from the world's sight. Translated, the Islamic State, protector of its people, is absent. Muslims have lived in misery, suffering, and disasters across the world. Sudan is currently experiencing one of the worst humanitarian disasters in modern history, as a result of the bloody fighting that has been ongoing for 2 years between the army and the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, leading to horrific tragedies that no one is talking about or trying to stop. This is a forgotten conflict that the media does not shed light on, and whose details are not revealed by any state or even its institutions. Civilians are subjected to grave violations, including mass killings, forced displacement and asylum, famine, disease, sexual violence, and other calamities, with no one to monitor or hold accountable. With atrocities being committed by both warring parties, estimates indicate shocking numbers of dead and wounded, particularly among women, children, and the elderly. The death toll is estimated to be at least 150,000 people, including more than 60,000 in Khartoum State alone, during the first 14 months of the conflict. The number of wounded has exceeded 70,000, with significant difficulties in assessing medical care due to the collapse of the healthcare system, with 70 to 80% of health facilities out of service, and the spread of diseases such as cholera, measles, and diarrhea. Education has also collapsed. Nearly 20 million children in Sudan are currently out of school. Many areas witnessed horrific massacres, cold-blooded executions, kidnapping, and torture, including of children. These included the massacres of Wadi Nura, Al-Hilalia, Jalqani, Al-Sariha, Tambul, Zamzam Camp, villages in North Darfur, Al-Janina, Ardamata, and villages in White Nile State in Central Sudan. These massacres led to the deaths of thousands of civilians and the displacement of hundreds of thousands. This was in addition to crimes of sexual violence and gang rape against women, girls, and even children. This fighting has displaced more than 14 million people, according to the United Nations International Organization for Migration. Of these, more than 11 million are internally displaced within Sudan, and more than 3 million are refugees who have fled to neighboring countries such as Egypt, Ethiopia, and Central African Republic, South Sudan, Chad, and even Jordan. Children represent 53% of internally displaced persons, making Sudan the largest internal displacement crisis in the world. Displaced persons constitute approximately one-third of Sudan's population of approximately 50 million. Refugee camps lack basic services, and they suffer from shortages of food, clean water, and health care. These camps are also subject to repeated attacks, exacerbating the suffering of the displaced. All of this has led to the severe food crisis, especially since both sides use hunger as a weapon of war by preventing food from entering the areas they control. Approximately 25 million, nearly half the population, are in need of food aid, particularly in displacement camps. Hundreds of thousands of children are suffering from severe malnutrition. A large number of them are at risk of dying. Reports indicate that approximately 3.7 million children in Sudan are suffering from malnutrition. This number is expected to increase if the situation continues, and approximately 220,000 children suffering from severe malnutrition are likely to die. This means that Sudan, which was considered the world's breadbasket due to the abundance of agricultural land, water, and livestock, now has a population suffering from hunger, poverty, disease, and displacement. It is now facing the greatest humanitarian disaster in all aspects as a result of the damned war between the army and the Rapid Support Forces in order to continue to fulfill the ambitions of their master, America. In Sudan and its wealth, for which the heavy price is paid only by the afflicted people of Sudan. The struggle will continue in Sudan and other Muslim countries as long as colonial ambitions persist and the Ruwaybida, ignorant and incompetent rulers, oppress them. So, O people, work to overthrow them and establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, so that Sudan and all Muslim countries can be liberated from the grip of colonialism in all its forms and methods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ذلك بأن الله لم يكن مغيرا نعمة أنعمها على قوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.
This is because Allah would never discontinue His favor to a people until they discontinue their faith. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 53. And as Ibn Majah narrated on the authority of Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, came to us and said,
مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى.
O Muhajirun, there are five things with which you will be tested, and I seek refuge with Allah lest you live to see them. Immorality never appears among a people to such an extent that they commit it openly, but plagues and diseases that were never known among the predecessors will spread among them. They do not cheat in weights and measures, but they will be stricken with famine, severe calamity, and oppression from their rulers. They do not withhold the zakah of their wealth, but rain will be withheld from the sky. And were it not for the animals, no rain would fall on them. They do not break the covenant with Allah and His Messenger, but Allah will enable their enemies to overpower them and take some of what is in their hands, unless their leaders rule according to the book of Allah and seek all good from that which Allah has revealed. Allah will cause them to fight one another. This, by Allah, has been our situation and our condition in the Islamic countries since the disappearance of the son of the Khilafah, Caliphate, and the shepherd and leader who rules by the Sharia and Deen of Allah. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Muslima al-Shami, Suhaib. Hashtag Azmat Sudan. Hashtag Sudan Crisis. Hashtag Sudan Krizi. Hashtag Sudan Crisis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.